Good morning, Covenant Presbyterian. So I'd like you to do a favor for me right now as we get started. First, I just want you to look to the person to your right and just look at him and say, you picked a great day to come to church. And would you look to the person to your left and remind them, you know there's going to be pizza today as well. So my name is Jason Ellen. I'm here with Campbell Cummings, who is my FCA colleague and my right-hand guy, who is building relationships and sharing the gospel on campuses in Reno and Sparks. Thank you for inviting us to spend the morning with you. We really hope that you will stick around after service. We are going to go directly into our huddle today to give you a little bit better idea of kind of what an FCA huddle looks like on any given campus, whether that's at the university, at the high school, at the middle school level. So we hope you'll stick around, and there are some amazing students here today that I hope that you'll take the time to ask questions to and just take the time to get to know them, because I tell people all the time, I will introduce you to teenagers on high school campuses, on college campuses, and in middle school campuses. They'll knock your socks off each and every day. I want to take a moment and say thank you to Patty Hemsley. I want to say thank you to your missions team and to all of you here at the church in supporting the ministry of FCA in our community. Just thank you for impacting the lives of coaches and students and athletes. It's just such a blessing. So I'd like to do some shout-outs, some acknowledgments for some people in the room that are here. We have some students here at Covenant that are in FCA, and if I miss anybody who attends Covenant, I apologize. But we have Gabriella Gabby Kuam, who's a Reno High FCA student. We have Olivia Ludwig and Zach Rowe, who are FCA students at McQueen. I hope that Dan Carnes is in here today. Dan, I found out last year when I met him, attended one of the very early FCA camps at Estes Park, Colorado. His grandson, Blake Carnes, is here. He's an FCA student leader at Reno High. We have several FCA students and student leaders that are here with you this morning. So again, I encourage you to talk to them. And I do want to acknowledge Chris Rhodes has been a very valued friend to FCA for a number of years, going back to the days of James Kitchen and Danny Fierro. And obviously, he introduced me to Covenant, and I'm grateful for that. And there's a very special man in the room sitting right back there named Larry Stocker. And Larry's a dear, dear friend to Campbell and I, special man. He's one of my heroes in life. That man right there, in his 80s, I do believe, still going to FCA huddles over at McQueen High School. And we're so glad that your health is better, and we just appreciate you so much. So thank you for all the VIPs that are here in the room today.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so grateful to be here. My name's Campbell Cummings. I'm with FCA, as Jason said. A little bit about us. We're missionaries and staff members of Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Northern Nevada. A little bit about FCA. We have been around since 1954. We're in over 115 different countries. Our bread and butter is coaches and athletes, but it doesn't mean that we will not minister and share the gospel with anybody else. Anybody is welcome. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a Christian to attend. Here in Northern Nevada, we are in three different middle schools. We're in all the high schools except Sparks High School, and we're at the university. We're launching FCA Sports here in Reno, Sparks, in the fall, so in about a month or so. FCA Sports, a little bit about it, is a youth sports league run by FCA that emphasizes spiritual growth and development of young athletes along with their physical and mental and spiritual development. A little bit about that is everyone from the top to the bottom, the admin, the coaches, the refs, we're all believers. We all coach out of biblical principles. And before every practice or game, we pray before the event. And then after the game or after the practice, we do a devotion and do a prayer as well. Our vision at FCA is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. Our mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. To go a little bit of clarity, one verse that speaks out to me is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. So in essence, we're here to bring boys and girls to be men and women. And from men and women, we're here to bring them to women and men of God. Jason here is our area director for SCA in Reno and Sparks. He serves on the campuses of UNR, Reno High School, McQueen High School, Hug High School, and Truckee High School. I'm Campbell, and I am an area rep for FCA in Reno and Sparks. I serve on Spanish Springs High School, North Valleys High School, DePoli Middle School, Reed High School, and Mendive Middle School.
Steve, I think we're going to hold off on the video until we start our huddle, if that's okay. I just had a feeling that that might be the right way to go. Our title, our theme today is Cultivating Connections. And as we get into that topic today, we're going to allow you to get to know us a little bit better. You're going to hear a little bit about Campbell's story and my story. But our scripture focus, as we talk about cultivating connections, comes from John 15, verses 4 and 5, which reads, "Remain in me and I in you, just as the branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me." As we begin this message today, Campbell and I have a question for you that might resonate with you years ago in your past. It might resonate with you right now. It's certainly something that we can relate to. And that question is just simply, are you tired of doing things your way? And it's something that, as I said, that we can definitely relate to. So what qualifies us to be up here? Truly, we're unqualified. And we make no bones about that. But there's a phrase that reads, God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. In other words, God looks for obedience and a willing heart rather than a person's resume, their talents, or human perfection. Through the Bible, right, God routinely chooses ordinary or weak people so that his power is shown through them. And I often like to share when I'm out in the community that God works through people, and if we're really accurate, God works through broken people for his glory. So Campbell and I hope to share with you all today that we are ordinary and weak people who tried doing things our way for a very long time. We also share a similar trait of stubbornness. And what I mean by that is that we were not obedient when God first called us to the ministry of FCA. In fact, we ignored that invitation multiple times. So we're so grateful for his patience with us, because God has called us to the ministry of FCA, and that by surrendering to his will and his calling on our lives, we're blessed to share the gospel and to be impactful, or try to be impactful, in the lives of coaches and students and athletes.
All right, guys, as Jason said, I'm just going to share a little bit about myself and my story. I accepted Christ when I was 4 years old. I have an older brother who's 13 months older than I am. And being an older brother, he was telling me I was going to get shot with fire, bow, and arrows for all day, every day, for eternity with no water breaks if I don't accept this Jesus guy in my heart. And that had me whimpering. And then to really drop the dagger, he knew this would bother me a lot. And he told me there's no chapstick in hell, which was a big thing for me, because I was a kid with severely chapped lips. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. My wife and child are out and about. I don't know where they are, but they're the ones that the little redhead strawberry blonde kid that's out and running around. Anyway, so that sent me crying in my parents' room. From that point forward, it was just like growing relationship with Jesus Christ, born and raised in the church. My dad worked for Chuck Colson Prison Fellowship Ministries. But the sport that I was called to play that I loved was baseball. I so badly wanted to be Tim Tebow of baseball. I wanted to be on the top of the media platforms, proclaiming my faith, and also winning baseball games for my team. Unfortunately, I developed a lot of injuries along the way through high school. And then in college, I decided to take a year off because my identity was becoming baseball, and that was what it was. And so I took a year off, and then I decided to come back, and I was hitting with all these hitting and pitching coaches, and they would tell me, "You got what it takes, go to the minor leagues." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." And 3 days before I was going to go out to Georgia and try out in the minor leagues, I got hit by a car, and that ended my baseball career. My surgeon botched the surgery, so I didn't have any rotation in my left wrist at all. I grew with bitterness in my heart of losing my dream and asking God why. And from therapy, I realized this bitterness grew into gratitude because I should be paralyzed or I should be dead. And so thankfully, through gratitude, I started making my faith my own. I checked in a thing called YWAM, called Youth with a Mission. And I decided to do like sports ministry with them. And it was in YWAM where I was reading the book by the founder called Is That Really You, God? And they're not talking about the 1972 Olympics when the 8 Olympians got killed. And I was laying in my bed reading the book, and all of a sudden this heavy presence came on me. And I never believed it. I believed it, but I'm like, this would never happen to me. And this heavy presence came on me. I roll out of bed, hands and knees, and posture, receiving posture. And I said, Lord, I know this is you. What are you wanting? And I tell you, it was the sound of like rushing waters with a subwoofer. It was as loud as day. And he told me, I don't want you to be Tim Tebow. I want you to go make Tim Tebow's. And I said, okay, I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'll do whatever it takes. And from that point, I decided to do personal training, nutrition coaching, health coaching, baseball coach, everything you could probably do as a coach. That's what I was doing. And FCA landed in my lap three different times. And each time I was like, this looks amazing. This is something I would love to do. And they're like, you have to raise your own support. I'm like, bye. So I decided to walk away from that three different times. And then in January of 2022, we come here to Reno. And about a year later, or a year or two later, I was developing some wrist injuries in my wrist, where I was having shooting pains at Costco when I was working at Costco. And I exhausted up my short-term disability, had to resign from that job and go find another job. And 14 years in the health and fitness industry, I applied and nobody was calling me, nobody was contacting me, nobody was interviewing me, and I was asking why. And my wife just told me she's pregnant, and we're in February of 2024, and panic starts to set in, and I'm like, I can't do this by myself anymore. I'm exhausted. And so I fell to my hands and knees, and I said, Father, I need your help. I don't know what else to do. And he's like, you want to listen to me now? I said, you have my attention. He's like, go to apply at FCA. I'm like, okay, fine. And so I applied at FCA begrudgingly because I thought, hey, I just moved here 2 years ago. I don't know anybody. How am I going to raise enough support to provide for a family and be on staff? And as of December of 2025, I, by the grace of God, and I give all the glory to him, he brought a community of people to bring around the right support in order for me to be a staffer with FCA. So thank you so much for listening.
This guy truly is, he's my right-hand guy. And the job that he did last year on the campus, he was in McQueen last year, Reed High School, Spanish Springs, DePoli Middle School, and really anywhere else that we needed him, was just absolutely unbelievable. And so I think you get a sense of his heart, and you can imagine the impact that he's having each and every week, building relationships with students and being able to share Jesus. So a little bit about me. I'm married to my better half, Monica. She's sitting in the front row this morning with my son, Jacob. They don't like me to do that, but hey, you know, I'm just going to say, I'm a missionary now. She's a first grade teacher. This is my sugar mama, okay? She's truly one of the most significant people in my walk with Jesus. Truly. We just celebrated our 30-year wedding anniversary last week on Monday. Good stuff. I have two boys, Jacob and Mitchell. They grew up right here in the Northwest, Westergaard Elementary, Billinghurst Middle School with a Bighorn attitude, and then McQueen High School where they graduated. I grew up in a loving home with wonderful parents who instilled in me strong values, strong work ethic. I had an amazing childhood. For those of you who are old enough, almost kind of a Leave It to Beaver kind of childhood, right? My parents taught my brother and I how to pray at bedtime. We prayed consistently as a family at the dinner table. As a 5 or 6 year old boy, I can remember being in church. I can remember being in Sunday school. We spent a few short months going, and then it stopped. And then we just didn't go. And we didn't even go to church on Easter or Christmas. So the better part of my life, I did not spend it in the church at all. I actually didn't start going to church until I met my better half and we started dating after college. Monica went through confirmation with the Catholic Church. And she was my hot girlfriend. And because she was my hot girlfriend and I wanted her to like me, I actually would go to church with her. But truth, I struggled going to church. So we continued to attend church when she became my fiance. I continued to struggle. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, kneel. I just didn't relate. I didn't understand. I struggled. We were married in the church, had a beautiful, beautiful wedding. My wife should have understood that there was red flags when we had a 7-state power outage on the day that we got married, right? She should have backed out right then and there. Fortunately, there's a woman crazy enough to spend 30 years with this guy right up here. But we would continue to go to church when we were married, but I was difficult. I would start an argument or disagreement on Thursday or Friday so I could get out of going to church. When we became parents to Jacob and Mitchell, we would go to church as a family. And I would be that awesome and amazing husband who would get the kids out of church and to the car and ready to go home so we could go just like that. And the truth was, I didn't know Jesus. I was a high school teacher for 29 years. I was a high school football coach for 31 years. And let me tell you, I love being a coach. I love it. But In many ways, I was a transactional coach. The truth was that I could be prideful. I was afraid of failure. I was often moody and irritable at home. I could be controlling, verbally explosive. I had a temper. I could lose it often, right? There were a lot of things there that I just wasn't doing right. I felt like I had this void inside of me that maybe some of you could relate to at some point in time in your life. Something was missing, right? Well, I know now that I was missing Jesus. I was a head coach at North Valleys High School when we moved to Reno in the early 2000s. I had a football parent by the name of Scott Mattson, who also happened to be a pastor. And Scott is also one of the most significant people in my walk with Jesus. And Scott, in multiple times over multiple years, would talk to me about this thing called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and talk to me about the impact that FCA could have in the lives of coaches and students and athletes. And it'd go something like this. You know, Scott, that sounds awesome. Wow, that sounds great. But you know what? I'm just too busy. You know what? I don't think it's a good time. And the truth was, folks, I didn't think I was worthy, right? I didn't think I was the right person. I didn't think I was good enough. And the reality was, I just didn't know Jesus. So in August of 2011, my wife and I, we've been going through a hard time. We like to refer to it as the crazy cycle. We were going through the crazy cycle in marriage. And Monica made the decision to move out of the home. And boy, it was tough. Split household, hard times. I really felt like it was the hardest time that I ever went through in my life. But in a lot of ways, folks, it was the best time I ever went through in my life because I had some people who came into my life and walked through life with me and helped me through that time. And it was during that time that I met Jesus and started my walk with him. Monica came back a couple months later in the fall of 2011. We began attending church together. And that's when I was introduced to James Kitchen and FCA. And I told Scott Mattson, I said, I'm done making excuses. No more excuses, okay? I don't know what this FCA thing is, but I'm in it, and I'm going to go. So since 2011, I've had the pleasure of leading FCA on the campuses of North Valleys High School, of McQueen High School, and of Reno High School while I was a teacher and coach. And slowly but surely, Jesus just started to chisel away at me, right? And he started to transform my heart, transform my life in a way that now I was after the hearts of my students and my athletes and my coaches. I guess that wasn't enough because he started to just put this pull and tug on me like, I think you can do more. And I felt the pull and tug to leave teaching and coaching early. And so I left the school district trying to be obedient. And we all know that that obedience can be difficult. But I left the school district and now I'm full-time in ministry with FCA. And Campbell and I, we just love what we do. I want to come back to our message today. Cultivating connections. And when you think of cultivating, think of the farmer who is preparing the soil. He's preparing the soil for the crops that are going to be planted that will eventually lead to a harvest. Cultivation. Cultivating the soil. Cultivating connection. And I want to remind you of John 15:5 that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit. Because you can do nothing without me. It's far too easy in this world to be isolated. Our cell phones and other forms of technology make it easy to get lost in isolation. Mindless scrolling on social media, right? Videos, watching them, playing video games have made it easy to have daily habits, right, that occupy so much of our time, and we can get lost in isolation. Campbell and I see these things when we walk onto campuses every week. Connection requires effort. Let's say that again. Connection requires effort. We are meant to be in community. We are not meant to be going through life alone. Community is possibly more important than it ever has been. I tell that up at the university when I talk to coaches and athletes. This day and age of a transfer portal and NIL. Community is possibly more important than it has ever been. And therefore, sports and involvement in athletics can open the door to connection and create the opportunity to be part of community. So in my role as a former athlete and a former coach, I'm grateful for the relationships. I'm grateful for the life lessons that they have provided. I'm grateful for lessons in self-discipline and mental toughness, humility, and what it means to be a great teammate. And I'm grateful for the relationships, former teammates, my former athletes, right? My coaches on my coaching staff, the coaches even on the opposing sideline. Sports helped to develop those connections and helped me to be a part of community. FCA also provides that opportunity to come together in community. As I said in John 15, Jesus talks about the vine, and the vine makes it possible to produce fruit, that cultivating process, producing fruit. We know that Jesus is the true vine. Jesus also shares how the vine connects the branches, okay, that can produce fruit because they are attached to the vine. So as I mentioned, Jesus is the true vine, and for those of us who are walking with the Lord and growing in our relationship with him, we know this. But for Campbell and I, in our roles with FCA, we know that every student who walks into a huddle is not necessarily walking with Jesus. And if we're truthful, some of those students may never have been introduced to Jesus. And this is where sport and this is where athletics provide a platform to introduce and share Jesus through the ministry of FCA. FCA allows Campbell and myself and our other staff members to go right to where coaches and right where students and athletes are. And that might be the huddle on campus. That might be attending practice. That might be attending a workout in the weight room or out on the field or on the court. That might be being on the sidelines of a game. Lots of opportunities. Some of the examples that we can share from you come from our huddles from last year. The University of Nevada, we relaunched a huddle last year. We met every Monday night during the school year at 7 p.m. in Legacy Hall. Through FCA's E3 model of discipleship, of engagement, okay, engaging the student, engaging the athlete, engaging the coaches, equipping them. That's not just us. We're always trying to point people in the direction of the local church. We're always trying to point people to find a youth group, to find a young adult scene. But through that equipping, eventually the Holy Spirit begins to tug and empowers people to step out in faith. We had over a dozen, I think 14 or 15 student athletes at the university who spoke and shared their faith at middle school and high school huddles last year in our community. The McQueen huddle, where Campbell was last year, there was a student who came to FCA and felt courageous enough and had the trust where he went up to a youth pastor from Grace Church and said, "I don't know how to pray, and I don't know what it means to walk with Jesus." And in that moment, Campbell watched that student and that youth pastor pray right then and there, and then have a conversation about that. That happens because FCA allows that youth pastor and youth leaders to come on the campus with us to build those connections. Our Galena huddle, Campbell talked about this the other day. There was a student named Zoe. Zoe, very persistent, right? We're called to be persistent. I tell people all the time, I don't mind being persistent. I don't want to be a pest. But in our obedience, we're called to remind people and invite them to come to church. Zoe is trying to invite her friends to come to FCA at Galena High School. So she has one particular friend that she invites, and the friend says, "No, thank you. No, not interested." Zoe says, "Do you know that the guest speaker today at FCA is a former collegiate softball player who now plays professionally. And oh, by the way, she's a college softball coach. And guess what the friend says? I'm going to come to FCA. And now that friend loves FCA and continues to come back. Connections, cultivating connections. And at Reno High, I've got several students in here from Reno High. There's nothing more powerful than what I think is watching a student athlete, get up and share their testimony in front of their friends, their teammates, their peers. They have to be vulnerable. They have to be transparent. They talk about hardships. They talk about challenges they've faced. Sometimes they even talk about tragedies they've faced. And they share their walk with Jesus and how Jesus helped them get through that. That's powerful, right? There's several students in here from Reno High who shared their testimonies last year, including Gabriella Kuam, who spoke last year at FCA. Cultivating connection. So I'll ask you to look at the vine in a different way. We know that Jesus is the true vine, but I want you to see kind of from an FCA stance. Look at the vine as the team, okay? And now think about the coach and the athlete, right? Both the coach and the athlete are branches connected to the team. The team provides the coach with a mission, with a purpose to mold his or her athletes into a team. There are coaches throughout our Northern Nevada community right now working hard to develop their teams, to develop their athletes, okay, to put the practice plans together that will allow their athletes to improve athletically and grow personally. A coach that loves his or her team can produce fruit. Different kind of fruit, but nonetheless, they can produce fruit. The athlete, the team provides the athlete with opportunities daily and weekly to improve his or her skills, their athletic ability. Being a part of the team provides the athlete with opportunities to showcase their skills, their abilities, their competitive spirit in a competitive environment. An athlete that loves their team will work hard for their team. An athlete that loves their team will make a commitment to help the team get better. An athlete can produce fruit. Okay? So what does that look like? What does it look like to be connected to the team? Well, there's togetherness on the team. They're unified, there's team chemistry, there's relationships, there's trust, there's belief in a common goal, there's a work ethic, there's discipline, there's relationships. If there's a really good team, it's a really good team, there's actually love on that team. And there's all kinds of emotions. And sometimes those emotions could be frustration. I don't like where I am on the depth chart, right? We're not winning as much as I'd like to do. Sometimes there can be frustrations of sadness or anger. But you know what one of those major joys of being the team is? Joy. And that's not joy and isolated. It's joy together, okay? So let's go back to the vine. Jesus is the vine. And let's again focus on the theme of cultivating connections. I am the vine, you are the branches, the one who remains in me and I in him produce much fruit. Because you can do nothing without me. What does it mean to be connected to Jesus? You're trusting of Jesus. You are obedient or working to be more obedient to Jesus. You are consistent in your time with Jesus. You're committed to Jesus. You're making the effort to grow with Jesus. You are disciplined in your time. You are intentional. You are growing in the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When the coach and the athlete are connected to Jesus, their impact grows exponentially. I'm going to say that again. When the coach and the athlete are connected to Jesus, their impact grows exponentially. When the coach and the athlete love Jesus and are walking with Jesus, they will produce real fruit and can help cultivate connection that can have an eternal impact. So FCA provides a platform, ladies and gents, for leadership and a platform to share Jesus with coaches, students, and athletes. When coaches, students, and athletes make a decision to be a leader for Jesus, and you have some of those students and student athletes in this room, when they decide to be a leader for Jesus, they are empowered to be a leader on their campus. They're empowered to be a leader in their community. And we want, long after they're done being a high school athlete or a college athlete, we want them to go out into the world and be leaders for Jesus Christ in their community, because they will go out and they will make disciples who will make disciples. So I like to say a lot of times with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, you don't need to be a Christian and you don't need to be an athlete, because everybody is welcome. FCA provides an opportunity for relationships. FCA provides a place to be connected. It provides a place to be part of community. And our mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church.
All right, guys, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to talk here at Covenant Presbyterian Church, Lord. I just pray for Jason's message, that they just resonate on everyone's hearts, Father, that we go out, we connect with people, we share the gospel, and we share what you have done, Lord, and that you are alive, and your word is active, Lord. Bless this church and continue to grow it. Bless our community, and just bring more people in, and just outreach as much as we can, Lord. Bless everyone here, and just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to read your guys' charge and benediction. Your charge: now go out into the community with the purpose of building connections and cultivating relationships that honor God and share the hope of Jesus. Benediction: may the Lord bless you and your relationships. May he bless your marriage, your family, and your home. You guys have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.
If you'll stay, what we want to do is we want to have our student leaders, and they know who they are. I've talked to them this week. To come on up. We're going to show that video for you to see. We're going to roll right into our huddle. And if you'll give us about 15 minutes, we're going to have a great time. You're going to meet some amazing students. We're going to have some fun in here. And then we're going to break for pizza. So if we can show that video, that would be fantastic.